anyway, General Munson had watched many launches of rockets, and he says he said that several times he didn't get the picture because either it was too late or he was too quick when he snapped it. So they had the countdown. It was very exciting. They had 10, 9, 8, 7, you know, down the countdown. Then this huge explosion. Many of the girls were quite shook up about it because they didn't realize it was going to be so loud and so boisterous. And the smoke, the backfire smoke, boy, it's just a cloud of dust. And as I say, in 4 seconds it was out of sight, boom, gone. But I enjoyed it. I was very pleased that I had gone. And only the ride, that just, oh, mercy, you wouldn't believe the ride. We went in a 3/4-ton truck, Carolyn's truck. It has no top on it, no canvas top, no covering, completely open in the back. Cree and Carolyn sat up front with the driver, and that's covered. But Fran and Marsha and Jerry and I, we were in the back of the truck. And, you know, they have these wooden slats for like a bench, and the dust is so thick. I had my uniform on, and I, of course, I had just washed my hair last night, that my eyebrows had a half inch thick dust. My eyes, my eyelashes, you know, I could hardly move them because they were just loaded with dust. Of course, my ears, my nose just clogged with dust. My mouth, I swallowed tons of it, I'm sure. And if you tried to wipe it away from your face, you just had mud caked on you. Clothing was just covered, everything. And of course, it's about an hour, about an hour and a few minutes to the launching site. And bounce? My rump is sore. My buttocks, the bones, I don't know, were bouncing on the wooden slats. It's quite a bumpy ride. And of course, we have no paved roads in that area. We're getting more and more paved roads, but it takes a while. They're getting there. Another 100 years and they should have it made. By the time I got back, we were quite a mess, all of us. So we got into the shower and got washed up. Cree and Carolyn stopped in for a minute to see my room. And they're very pleased with it. Of course, Cree sees it quite frequently because she works here at RC1. And very often in the morning, Cree will pop over early in the morning and have a cup of tea with me. But Carolyn hadn't seen it. And the maid, almost every day, she brings me some fresh flowers. And they look very lovely. I don't know what they are. I think they're roses. Anyway, Carolyn's on my coffee table, and that's lovely. I think I told you about my coffee table, yes. And I'm very happy with that. Basically, the room is completed as far as big things. And it is cozy, Duchess. You would like it, I'm sure. Of course, my whole life is here in the room. I mean, you know, as far as privacy or living conditions or whatnot. And I have many souvenirs and whatnot around the room now. I had time to unpack a few of them. And of course, I have my little teapot, my coffee pot that I make tea in, right? And my drapes, my rugs, and everything. So I'm quite contented at the moment. And I think I'm a little more settled now. And at least I feel a lot better about things. I really do. My health is good. I had a headache this afternoon. I came back from that ride. Of course, you know, with the dust and the bouncing and the excitement, I can understand it. But I do think that more than that, because I ride those vehicles frequently and I don't get headaches that often, but I think every once in a while I don't go to the bathroom properly or at the right time or don't allow the time. And this causes one of those bilious headaches, you know. But once I went to the bathroom, I felt much better. And it's very hard here to adjust because supper is at 4:30, and I'm just not ready sometimes at 4:30 to eat. So this evening I didn't eat till about 6:30. But the snack bar food is not the best, and I had ordered a steak, a tenderloin steak. Here I was waiting for an inch thick, rare steak. I even spelled it out, tenderloin steak, spelled it over the telephone, ordered it and had them deliver it. And they brought over a steak sandwich that was like leather. But I was hungry, so I ate it. It wasn't that bad, really. anyhow, I thought today was very exciting. And, oh, let's see, I have made so many notes today. I got a statement from the bank, and they addressed my proper address on it, on the new one, so that's all squared away. Oh, and reading your letters tonight before destroying them, so many things flashed back in my mind. I really kind of get a chuckle out of reading them. I wanted to ask you if there was anything in particular you would want or need should I go on this trip. Now, I can't make definite plans yet, Duchess, because we have a big CMAC, that's the EMAC type thing, the Enlisted Men's Advisory Council we had last year. We have a big meeting sometime early September, I think. But right now I'm just planning that after that, possibly the last couple weeks of September, I could get away. And if I do, I would like to go to Thailand, Hong Kong, Bangkok, and Hong Kong. Now, as I say, nothing is definite, but I only mention it now so that you have lots of time to think of items you might want. I don't know what's worth buying. I did look through one of the books I have here, tourist books. Nothing exciting came to mind. And I will look for some materials, I think, in Hong Kong. But anyhow, think of things if you really want something or need something. And, you know, I come across it and I'll buy it. I'm the greatest one, I think, saying, I'll buy it. But I might as well, because there are a number of things that are so much cheaper. I'll even look for pearls. I don't know. I don't want to buy a lot of junk. I'd rather buy two or three worthwhile items. But I'm sure you'll come up with a few things that we absolutely must have on the estate. Anyhow, feel free to shop mentally for a while, so that by the time I go, I can have a list available. Let's see, what other items? Something else came to mind. I wonder if John could claim my mother as a dependent. You know, if mother isn't working this year, I don't know whether she can claim herself, you know, and get that 600. I'm sure she can, but John also claim her? I mean, I could probably, particularly if I send her 50% of her income or whatever it is, or 50% of her support, I guess, for the year. But even if I do send some monies, John could benefit more than I need to. You know what I mean? I didn't mention this to him or to my mother, but I do think one of us should claim mother, and I think he should, since use the money more than I could, for sure. But I wonder if he has thought about that. Unless there are some snags in it, what do you think about it? Because as far as I know, mother is not working, nor has she any plans. I doubt very seriously mother will get employment at this age. You know, food for thought, right? Right. Hi, I'm back again. Duchess, I took a few minutes and I did take you, and it was on Monday. It was Monday the 3rd. Isn't that terrible? That's the first time I can remember goofing up as far as whether or not I made a tape to you. But I was so sure I had, and I didn't mark the calendar, so I don't know when I taped you before Monday, but anyway, I am sorry. So you're a lucky individual because you're getting two tapes this week, right? Which is all right. In fact, I have to buy some more small tapes. Believe it or not, I only have a few left. And the reason is that I was going to go over and save some portions of the tapes you had made to me last year. But this is a big job, because I have to listen to the tapes. And once I do that, then I'll have another, 30, 40 tapes, little tapes to use, reuse them. But I just haven't gotten around to it. My stereo has been set up for about a week now, I guess. And if I don't have that much time, maybe I'll get to it before I have to go out and buy some more of the small tapes. Because you save the ones I tape, and that that's good, because one of the days I will retape them onto larger tapes. I don't know why I'm saying all these days, but someday I think it'll be interesting to sit back and listen to parts of the tapes and recall memories and what have you. In fact, I have two rolls of film here. These are slide films that I haven't mailed. They're all ready to go. They have stamps and everything, but they don't fit in the regular mailboxes. You know, all the mailboxes on the continent have just slots in them for letters. And these, of course, are in these little tin containers that the film fit in. And so I have to take them to the APO, to the post office, and I just forget to take them. So they're sitting here for about a week. Same thing with the tapes. Special because, like I said, they don't fit in my mind. Isn't that crazy? Anyway, at least you know that things are better, and please don't be concerned about the alert here. I think things are going to get a whole lot worse as far as skirmishes and action on the DMZ. You'll probably get news of this back home. But now that the weather is good, today was a real hot day. It was high in the 80s. I'm sure summer is here to stay, although the month of May is quite damp most of the time. But today was warm, and if I get enough time and energy together, I'll put some of my winter clothing away. I had done that originally, and then had to unpack some things when I came here because things didn't fit in my closet, remember? But anyway, I'm settling in my cozy room. Just running out. Take care. Bye-bye.